I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. There's a group of people preparing for the end of the world next year. On December 21st, 2012, to be exact, the end of the Mayan calendar. But in their view, not everything will end. They think a tiny French village and nearby mountain will survive, and they're starting to trickle in. As The World's Jerry Haddon reports, the residents of Bugarach are none too thrilled with what's happening.
For some people, Bugarach Peak is like a cosmic Noah's Ark, and the coming flood has a date, winter solstice 2012. But believers don't really want to talk about it, especially not with people who haven't gone up the mountain themselves.
Écoutez, je pense que le mieux à faire, c'est pour vous d'y monter.
This is Mikel, a thin, scruffy guy in his 30s. He's standing at the base of the 5,000-foot limestone outcropping. Listen, he says, the best is if you climb the peak yourself. Go up and hang around for a while. And after, if you want to talk, we'll talk. The slope is steep and muddy at first, then winds through a forest. You can see Bugarach in the valley below, a farming hamlet with a grand total of 189 residents. Everyone there's heard the rumors about the world ending, how the summit of this mountain will open, revealing a parking garage for aliens. How said aliens will come and rescue those who felt the call. But nobody in town wants to talk about it either.
Bonjour, monsieur. Excusez-moi. Oui, oui, je suis journaliste de la...
Non, je m'intéresse pas.
D'accord. Merci. Bonne journée.
One guy slams his door at the mere mention of 2012.
Je ne vous réponds pas parce que ce ne sont que des bêtises. Voilà.
Another says he simply won't discuss such silliness. Pretty soon it becomes clear that the vast majority of residents dismiss the alien invasion rumors. What bothers them is the invasion of reporters. At City Hall, the mayor's on the phone with dozens of curious journalists. Even the Japanese are calling, he laughs. Mayor Jean-Pierre Delors set off alarm bells a few weeks ago after he noticed a lot of strangers showing up. Sometimes dressed all in white, he says, holding ceremonies on the mountain. He says he began to investigate and got scared.
Je me suis documenté au niveau d'Internet.
I looked on the Internet, he says, and I realized we have a big problem. Delors says up to 10,000 people may be planning to descend on Bugarach before the big day. Bugarach has only one hotel and a campsite for up to 100 people. There's one road in and out. That's it.
Parce qu'on n'est pas, on n'a pas la capacité d'accueil.
He says we can't handle huge crowds. Think of the traffic jams, the food shortages, and so on. Of course, the mayor admits the attention might not be all bad. Clearly, it would boost tourism. The rumors about Bugarach have been circulating on websites for years now, that the mountain's caverns contain something mysterious, that the French government, NASA, and even the Israeli spy agency Mossad have all come to investigate.
Certains racontent que parfois le soir, on voit le diable qui vient y étendre ses ailes.
This video, posted a year ago on YouTube, shows the mountain turning black. A voice says, sometimes you can see the shape of the devil in the rocky summit. Mayor Delors says he doesn't believe any of it. It's all myths and legends, he says. But it won't matter if the hordes come. It takes a couple of hours to reach the summit.
The view up here is amazing. 180 degrees, with the village down below and the lake and the other hills beyond. It certainly is very pretty. Whether it's magical, I don't feel it, but that's a question of individual sensitivity, isn't it?
Back down at the base, Mikel awaits. Now that I've been up to the top, he's willing to confide that he's made direct contact with something otherworldly on the mountaintop.
Au sommet, j'ai vu des rayons de lumière.
I saw rays of light, he says, a vehicle of light. It was something I could feel was alive. There was a heart connection. As for the end of the world, Mikel says he's not sure if it's something literal or more of a shift in consciousness. Those lucky enough to be here, he says, will receive important information about the unity of the universe. With him is Marcella, a blonde, middle-aged woman, who says she was called to this place 9 years ago. She says it's okay if people think they're crazy. Do you know the film Close Encounters of the Third Kind by Steven Spielberg, she asks? Well, that's it. That's what's going on here. Not everyone is chosen. Marcella is referring to the characters who become obsessed with Devil's Tower in Wyoming, only to learn that humans and aliens are meeting up there. No one believed them either. Of course, that was just a movie. For the World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Bougarache, France.